Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A bill is now being pushed through Congress that will legalize voting fraud. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Certainly, you didn't say that.
Did you, Matt?
Legalize voter fraud?
It's actually called H.R. 1. And here is the name, For the People Act. It's really more For the Fraud Act.
Yeah, I was going to say For the Fraud Act, because that's what we just went through in the last election.
This actually would apply to all 50 states. It would essentially make even what happened in November and beyond, all of the issues with mail-in ballot and so much more, it would be a federal law. And so here's some of the aspects of this H.R. 1. And by the way, we have a way for you to make your voice known at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/voter fraud. lc.org/voter fraud. Send your facts and your petition. Now, I know we're saying so many things are urgent, but this bill, H.R. 1, the bill that would legalize voter fraud, and then also H.R. 5, the bill that is misnamed the Equality Act, they're being pushed through like emergencies by the Democrats in the House and the Senate. And both of these are very bad bills. So you need to make your voice known quickly. Time is of the essence. So this would require same-day voter registration nationwide. Now, you would never be able to even question that person if they were legal to vote, whether they're a legal citizen or not. Why? For several reasons. Because the bill also says that if you resist or, quote, intimidate, and what this means under the bill would mean, give me your information to show that you are a legal citizen in the United States, that you are of age, that you actually live in the district, that you are an eligible voter. By even doing that or even causing that person to be delayed, this bill would allow that person to bring lawsuits, and other state agencies or federal agencies could bring lawsuits against you for prohibiting that person from voting simply by insisting that you give information to identify this is the actual person who's purporting to be a voter, that the person is a legal resident, that the person lives in the state, not just came in for the purpose of voting. And the same day voter registration, you would have to allow them to vote. They would obviously be put in the mix. And if you learned after the fact, after the polls are closed, that they're not, they would be scrambled with all the other legitimate voters. This is unbelievable, Holly. It prevents poll workers from cooperating with election officials. Listen to this. Prevents the poll workers, those who are working the polls, from cooperating with election officials to identify and challenge voter registrations concerning fraud.
And we just lived through all this in the last election, Matt, and we saw what happened. We saw the fraud even before our very eyes. This is taking our amazing country, America, built on free, fair, transparent elections, and turning it into a Venezuela where you have no input at all. You might as well not even vote because it's already rigged.
Yeah,
I mean, you're allowing criminals to vote. You're extending the periods of voting. You're totally taking all the rules out the window.
Yeah, it restricts the ability of states to work together to catch people registered in multiple states, because what you have is every election, you always have somebody who is registered in more than one state, and they oftentimes vote in more than one state. And if the states want to find out, like, for example, Florida is an example. You have what people call snowbirds, people that come down for the wintertime. And so their residence is in another state. Or perhaps they're in Florida for 6 months and in one day to get the tax exemption that would be permissible for your property. But they can vote in their state and vote in Florida. And Not all of them do, but obviously some do. Some might even forget that they voted in another state. So some of them are not intentional. Some of them are. But states would not be able to cooperate with other states to determine whether somebody is voting twice.
And we saw that happen time and time again the last election. It requires same-day voter registration. I mean, think about the fraud that would be so easy with that.
Yeah, it automatically registers people to vote based on government and private records. In other words, you're just automatically going to be registered, and you have to opt out as opposed to affirmatively registering to vote. That puts a lot of people on the polls, on the registration, that are either clueless, don't want to vote, or those individuals' names could be used as fraud votes for someone who wants to manipulate the system. It automatically registers people to vote based on government records. Like I said, it just puts them in there automatically. It tracks and makes every single donation dollar available to the public. So in other words, we've already seen, for example, how Antifa and BLM targeted individuals who donated to certain campaigns. This would make it even worse. It does so much more. You know, Jimmy Carter was part of a bipartisan commission on elections. And the other person that was on the other Republican side was Jim Baker. So Jim Baker, Jimmy Carter were the co-chair of this bipartisan committee that issued a report in 2015. And they were looking at elections, trying to look at some of the problems, some of the loopholes that need to be fixed. And one of the top priorities was change the mail-in ballots, because mail-in ballots are the most vulnerable for fraud. People can be susceptible to coercion. People can go to different kinds of nursing homes, collect different ballots, fraudulently collect them. We saw this in 2020. Submit them in a lump sum to the various voter locations. And Jimmy Carter, a very liberal Democrat, and Jim Baker, a Republican, chaired the committee, and they came out and said, we need as a country to reform the mail-in ballots because they are fraught with election fraud. And nothing happened. And in 2012, the New York Times issued an article that voter fraud is rampant and mail-in ballots are vulnerable to voter fraud. In other words, voter fraud is more likely to happen with mail-in ballots. And that was the New York Times in 2012. And even in 2019, some liberal organizations were talking about the problems with mail-in ballots and that they need to be reformed. These are people on the far left, if you will. And then 2020 rolls around and you have COVID and the Democrats want to push mail-in ballots and then literally have anybody send these in. We know that there are people that are being prosecuted right now for mail-in ballot voter fraud as we speak in various parts of the nation. And lo and behold, when President Trump says this is ripe for fraud, then the media and the Democrats said, oh, that's a lie, that's extreme, that's not true. Everybody knew it was true.
Right.
Everybody.
I mean, you had thousands of boxes of ballots brought in for just all for Joe Biden. That's fraud,
yeah,
right,
and
there.
And that has been known as a very weak spot of
right.
our election system. And there have been calls for reform, and it's not been a partisan issue. It's been both Democrats and Republicans. It's been both left and right, if you will, politically, until 2020. And then all of a sudden it was the big thing, and Trump was wrong, and he was just giving scare tactics. Now, H.R. 1 would expand that, would expand it, not resolve the voter elections that we had, the problems, the irregularities. We need to do that.
Because bottom line, the Democrats want to rig the system so that no Republican can ever be in office again.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that is so critical for our future is fair elections.
It's the foundation of our republic, our duty to vote.
It is the foundation of it. Free countries depend on fair elections. And when you look at repressive countries, there's all this fraud that takes place. Right. H.R. 1 is a terrible bill. It is 320 pages long, 117,000 words Our staff is continually going through it, but we are raising the alarm. Go to lc.org/voter fraud. There we have a landing page where you can send faxes and petitions right there at lc.org/voter fraud. Time is of the essence because they are pushing HR 1, so you need to make your voice known now. Go to lc.org/voter fraud and make your voice heard now through faxes and petitions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.